So yeah, the title is Ask, Seek, Find. And, you know, a lot of some of the scriptures that the gentleman already shared today were a part of my study, although there's only a few scriptures I'm going to be sharing with you. The foundational scripture is Matthew 7:7, which is, ask and it shall be given. It shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. When I was putting this together this week, really over several weeks, you know, do you ever find that when you make a declaration or you take a stand in faith or make a vow with the Lord, that just intensifies the battle? And I saw that also with some of the texts that were going around this week. And it's like, you know, the enemy is pushing your buttons. He's trying to find the weak spot in your armor. But then when you come right out and say, like, what it is you're asking for, it's like a bullseye, you know, or a green light. Now he knows how to zero in and hit you just in the areas that you're asking for additional support and to be built up in. And it started, actually, as I said, with this message. So I just want to share with you three different examples of asking, seeking, and finding, and how that came together for me this week. Because, you know, when I fill in for Jeff here, it's uncomfortable, only because, like, I'm just me. You know, I've shared that before, that it's easy for you to believe the word of God for other people, but it's harder in your own life. But at the same time, it's a good challenge for me to put me in an uncomfortable position and stretch my faith, you know, get me in the word more than maybe I would be in any other week. So like when I knew the vacancy was coming, I already started praying about it, you know, asking the Lord, you know, what am I to share? What's this going to look like? You know, help me that it's of you and not of me. And I like started panicking, you know, because it doesn't come together through the week. I kind of had some scriptures, like I told John last week, oh, I've been spending a lot of time in Acts and in John, and my foundational scriptures in Matthew. You know, like, it's just how it works. You know, where you have the butterflies in your stomach, you have 100 excuses as to why you can't do something, but then the more you dig into the word and you're seeking him, that's where you find the strength and the truth that you need to stand on and share. And that's coming to example number two, is another declaration that I made in my life, is that I needed to carve out more time to be in the word. So I found that I was listening to a bunch of sermons, I'm listening to podcasts, like I'm getting a lot of word poured in, but I wasn't feeding myself. You know what I mean? And like one pastor put it, because he had been to like a national park recently, he had been to like Yellowstone, and they had all these signs up to please don't feed the animals. And it's because if you continually feed the animals, then they'll forget how to feed themselves. And I was weary of getting to that place in my own walk where I was depending on other people to fill me up instead of relying upon the word, the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so I proclaimed that's how I was going to start my day. I'm going to set my alarm X amount of minutes early. And literally it's the second thing I do. First I turn on the coffee and then I open up my Bible. And that was really productive in my life and really made a difference. But again, then come those moments of you're up working late the night before. So, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm just going to sleep in so I'm not tired at work. Or I get up and I sit down in my chair and my 11-year-old pointer is 2 inches from my face, like asking when we're going to go for our walk. Or, you know, again, there's diversions in your life constantly, particularly when it comes to you and your time in the Word. The enemy is always looking for a way to disrupt that. But again, the Lord just grounded me in his Word and showed me in that time of study that is the right thing to be doing, and it's a priority, and it needs to remain a priority. And lastly, one of my very specific prayers in my own, like in my prayer closet, in my prayers with Steve, in my prayers with Jeff at work, has been that I'm asking the Lord to provide opportunities and open doors where I can share Jesus with people. I can, whether it's sharing Jesus, offering a word of encouragement, speaking out about what's going on in the world around us and the truth of what's going on around us, not feeding into the frenzy of the fear and just like everything's escalated, you know? So I've been praying for those opportunities very specifically, and then also to have the courage and the boldness to share when those doors are opened. And so this week at work, it was a very busy week, and I walk with purpose. Like my husband and Tom will tell you that they drive with purpose, which means they drive like maniacs, but I walk with a purpose. I'm always going somewhere. I have a full plate, whatever. So I'm like breezing through the lobby at our office, and one of my coworkers who works in a different part of the building just asked, like, how's your day going? That was it. And that was enough for me to stop and like, and not just, oh, it's, you know, fine, how are you, exchange like the pleasantries. It could have ended there and I could have gone back into my office and that would have been the end of it. But I stopped to answer her question and then started asking genuine questions about her day. And what that folded into, just that very simple exchange, was a 30-minute conversation with this woman that I worked with for years now. And in that moment, I've prayed that, you know, Lord, if this is a door opening, give me words to speak. Let me hear what it is she's saying to me. And I've never seen, the word really came to life in that moment for me. And I actually wrote a scripture down, was Colossians 4, 2 through 6. Because when I found this in my study, it perfectly articulated what I felt like was happening there. And it says, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. And because she was sharing things with me about the frenzy of what's going on around us. So we were talking about world events. We were talking about a certain virus that's circulating. And like I had a scripture, not me, the Holy Spirit equipped me with a scripture for every single concern that she brought before me, whether it was world events. I was able to say, well, the Bible says this, that, and the other. Like, I couldn't even tell you all the scriptures that I referenced because it was almost like an out-of-body experience almost. So then sharing these scriptures with her, and then she says that she is in tears because now we're talking about her home, and she lives in a house that's divided and is concerned for her marriage and the soul of her husband. And this is all taking place in the lobby of my workplace, okay? From a question that started with, how's your day going? So I was able to share with her and encourage her to tell her she was feeling discouraged because she's not seeing any fruit for her labor. You know, she was frustrated that her husband was not responsive. He was shutting down to any time she was trying to share with him. And I said, you know what, that's not your responsibility. I'm like, that's the Holy Spirit's job, and he can do anything. And talking about what the Bible teaches us about the workings of the Holy Spirit, and that it's your job just to submit to that and look for opportunities to share, and that's all you can do. The Lord is going to take care of the rest. So we had this like beautiful exchange for 30 minutes at the end of the workday, and I had learned, you know, that that was her reality. You know, she comes to work and does her job every day, and you know, it's just down in the trenches, but underneath all that, that's what she's carrying with her. And that's, you know, that's everybody's life around us. That's all of us. We're all dealing with things. That's our text string that we share. That's our fellowship downstairs. That's texts and phone calls and fellowship during the week. That's people we come in contact with at our place of work, at the grocery store, at the gas station. And particularly now that people are taking masks off their face, like, you can see their face. Are they smiling? Like, are their eyes smiling? And so all the more opportunities do we have to be seeking the Lord, asking what it is He wants us to be doing in our walk, in our day, and always He delivers. The Lord found me in that moment. I was seeking, and He met me and answered that prayer. That was answer prayer for both of us, without knowing that the other was answering the other's prayers. Like, it was such a powerful experience that I think we need to be looking for in our daily lives. And then I want to also share with you, same thing, as I was asking the Lord, I knew that I wanted to share a psalm with you, but I was all over the place. You guys know how many there are. So I was paging through them yesterday, and I told Stephen, like, I just need to walk away from it, and then came back to it this morning. And it was Psalms 34 is how I'd like to close. And I'm not reading in my New Living Translation this week, Cindy. I know you like, normally we like to follow along with the New Living, but it says, and also thinking about the song, and that's what's so cool about surrendering to the Holy Spirit is that, you know, how our, like, what was put on our heart to share intersect with the music and the scriptures that are shared and the message. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's all of us. That's all of our fears every day, whatever we're facing in this life. He's overcome it. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. Amen. So I want to thank you too for, again, you know, even in times when we can't respond to those conversations that are going on back and forth in the church body, it's so important, and it's really encouraging to be a part of that body that's constantly building one another up, and being honest with what we're facing in our daily lives, because we're not in this alone. At the very least, we have the Lord with us, who will never leave us or forsake us, but also that when we are part of a body, we're working together in Him, for Him. Amen. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this time together. That it's a different service, Lord, but that it's for you and it's for your glory. And we thank the hearts that are here. We bless those that are not, and that everybody can be gathered back here together safely next week, Lord, and that we can just blow the roof off with our praise and our worship. The message that you're laying on Pastor's heart this week to share with us. All this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.